verse 6. Then the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared to sound them. The first angel sounded his trumpet, and there came hail and fire mixed with blood, and it was hurled down on the earth. A third of the earth was burned up, a third of the trees were burned up, and all the green grass was burned up. The second angel sounded his trumpet, and something like a huge mountain all ablaze was thrown into the sea. A third of the sea turned into blood. A third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. The third angel sounded his trumpet, and a great star blazing like a torch fell from the sky on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. The name of the star is Wormwood.
A third of the water became bitter. People died sipping from their faucets, lakes and rivers. A fourth angel sounded his trumpet, and a third of the sun, moon and stars were struck, became dark. A third of the day was without light, and also a third of the night, many souls buried in fright. Then I looked and heard a bird crying with a loud word as he flew directly overhead, saying, whoa, whoa, whoa. Not like the black Robbo, more like if you don't change your way, you fist the dot type, whoa. For those that dwell on the earth and don't repent for sure, witness the blast of the trumpets that the angels blow. The fifth angel blew on his trumpet and a star fell from the heavens. The key to the shaft of the bottomless pit he was given. He opened up the shaft of the bottomless pit. From the shaft rose the smoke like a wildfire was lit. From the smoke came the locusts, rushing the planet. They were given the power to torture and damage only those that didn't have the seal of God on their forehead. Torment them for 5 months, people longing for death. As many times folks try to commit suicide, homicide, genocide, man, they just won't die. Words from the visionary, look at what the flesh has done. Doomsday is soon enough, stay tuned, the worst is yet to come.
Again, we're talking about a poetic book heavy on imagery. So we need not think that when these demons attack that they're gonna literally look like what we see here. But remember, the reality is always greater than the symbol. So as frightening as what we just read is, the reality is worse.
This means war, economic dysfunction, famine, spiritual darkness, the purpose of judgment, to show you he is soft. For years it's been happening, it's happening now. It's written that it will only get worse, so throw in the towel. Ain't nothing comical about demonic numbers are symbolic. Soon you'll be afflicted by the very thing you honor. So love, trust, and obey, sacrifice for Yahweh. All created things that you trust in, he will annihilate. It's called idolatry, and yes, we're born to die. The first four trumpets, boy, your warning shots. Wrath is coming soon, consider this a trailer, so you can exhale like you used the inhaler. See, that should move you to worship God and tell a friend, and tell your family that they could be future hell residents. Words from a visionary, boy, it's a messy one. Doomsday is soon enough, stay tuned, the worst is yet to come.
We're denying a creator, who when we were giving the finger to him, gave his own son and his own life for us. See, it's evil to not deny your creator at all, but deny that type of creator, to deny that creator, what in the world could be worse? That when you could not go to him because you hated him, he came to you. That when you invited judgment, he took that judgment in your place. That we had every right to utterly wipe out you and everything you love and the entire earth. He instead put on human flesh, allowed himself to be wiped out in your place. That's the God you're denying today.
There's going to be a lot more. This is just the beginning. When people lose everything and they have nothing left to lose, they lose everything. wins, they lose it.